Listen to the sound of men shaving their balls before the age of Manscaped. Yeah! Those screams are a thing of the past thanks to Manscaped. No more cuts and nicks with the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0, featuring advanced skin-safe technology so you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The battery will last up to 90 minutes so you can take a longer, more satisfying shave. So many people have written in stories about how the Lawnmower 3.0 has changed their lives. They even included pictures so I could see the smoothness for myself. They aren't kidding. You need to try this out for yourself. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code VSIN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. 20% off, free shipping to manscaped.com. Use the code VSIN. Your partner and your balls will thank you. Guys are terrible at taking care of their health. Studies show that 70% of guys who experience erectile dysfunction don't get treated for it. Thankfully, Roman created an easy way to chat with a doctor online. With Roman, you can get medical care for ED from the comfort and privacy of your own home. You can handle everything online. Getting started simple. Go to GetRoman.com/bets and complete that online visit. Now, if your doctor decides that treatment would be appropriate, they can prescribe genuine medication that can be delivered in discreet packaging right to your door with free 2-day shipping. Go talk to the doctor. Erectile dysfunction can be tough to tackle, but it's really important to get checked out. And with Roman, it's easy to connect with a doctor. Go to Roman.com/bets, B-E-T-S, to get a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/bets. One more time, GetRoman.com/bets.
It's been between 2 and 3 minutes. You know what that means. It must be time for more Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard on SiriusXM 204.
All right, Mitch and Paul should be back on Monday. I have no idea where they are. Have you talked to Mitch or Paul this week, Michael?
I haven't talked to Mitch or Paul. I follow Mitch on Twitter, and I heard he was Z Watanejo, which I thought was awesome. He's looking for Andy in red. And then the great Paulie, I have no idea. I'm sure he's resting up, studying, preparing for something. I heard he had a twinge in his neck. I'm sure he's got a team of doctors over there.
No, he doesn't need a team. He's got voodoo pain relief cream. Just put a little bit of that on there. He'll be fine. He'll be back on Monday.
I'm sure he'll come back charged up and ready to go with his theories on all things.
All right, so you and I talked a lot about the NFC East. Yeah. In this hour, John Murray's a Redskins super fan. He's also the sportsbook director at the Westgate Superbook. He's on with us now. And Murray, where do you think your Redskins fit in the picture in that division this season?
You guys want to talk about the Redskins this morning? I thought we were just going to make fun of Paul Howard for 15 minutes.
We can do that too, you know. We can do that.
I would rather make fun of Paul. We can talk about football too if you guys want to. It's hard to pick the Redskins to ever do well, Matt. But they're also too stupid to ever crash to the bottom of the league, which is where they should go. They should try to crash out and get a good quarterback here in the draft in the next 2 years. I know they just took Dwayne Haskins, but what I wanted them to do was hire Hugh Jackson, go to the bottom of the league for 2 years, and then draft Lawrence in the draft in 2 years. But they decided to go this route, get Haskins, and they'll probably finish like 6-10 and just pick in the same spot they always pick in every year, like in the middle teens. And that they always do just enough to make sure they can never get any better.
Michael, I know you're not very high on the Redskins front office, and one person in particular.
Well, I mean, look, Warren Sharp had this great, incredible graphic about all the drafts that Bruce Allen's had there that he's been ultimately in control of. This is the classic case of a guy who pretends he's not in control but running everything. You know, it's like Oliver North invented this term for our country. It's called plausible deniability, right? And the Redskins, Bruce Allen has taken that to levels Oliver North didn't think it could go to. He always has plausible deniability, but the reality of it is he's 59-86-1 under his tenure. You go back to when he went to Tampa after he took over below 500. I mean, but he is good friends with the owner, and sometimes it's really not about talent, it's about relationships, and I think that's the classic case in Washington. I don't know how this works because they're going to start a rookie quarterback. I mean, Jay Gruden thinks he's getting fired. That's all they talk about in the building is they're going to get fired, so it'll be interesting. But I know, John, you had some – I haven't talked to you in a while since you became the Paul Newman of Showtime. I mean, I enjoyed watching you.
Right.
And
very successful run on Showtime. Thanks, Mark.
I thought it was impressive. I really did. I saw a lot of Paul Newman. But anyway, I know you had some questions for me, so fire away.
Well, I wanted to talk about Ben Simmons' extension with the 76ers, Mike, but it was kind of a setup because I was told I was doing the show with Amal Shaw, and I know Amal is very anti-Simmons. And I wanted to get your take on that extension and on the how your 76ers look this year.
Amal was giving me crap early in the week about it, and and I said, look, I think you have to judge this the next 20. You can't judge this today. You got to give it 24 months, and I think that if you're willing to have if they had the conversation with him. And I think the conversation has to go like, look, Ben, we're going to max you out, but your brother's not your shooting coach anymore. That's over. Right. We're going to get you a professional shooting coach, and you're going to be on our program. I'm going to borrow one of Belichick's line. Look, Ben, we've done it your way. It doesn't work. We're going to do it my way now, okay? And that's the conversation that you got to have with them, and I think that that's ultimately what they should do. And look, he's as fast as any human being with the ball in his hands. He's 6'11", 6'10". I mean, there's some great things that he brings to the table, but the reality of it is he's got to space the floor better. And my sense of the Sixers, John, is, look, it comes down to two players. It comes down to Simmons and Embiid. If it meant that much to Embiid that he was crying with his girlfriend in the locker room after the Toronto loss, then he'll get his butt in shape.
His girlfriend was in the locker room?
Yeah, she was. Didn't you see it in the hallway? They were crying. It was all played all about. Won Philly over completely. Now, if it means that much to him that it brought tears to him at the end of the Toronto game, and that means he'll go and get in shape and he'll be able to really play and take care of his body and change his body, then I'm all in. But if he doesn't, if he stays the course that he's kind of operated on, for 2 years we've been talking about him being shape. I mean, Doris Burke talked about it. Barkley's talked. I'm not the only one talking about it. The guy's not in great shape.
Charles Barkley's an expert on that topic.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's crying.
I'll defend Charles to the Barkley was in shape when he played. Now, he may not look in shape now, but that son of a gun was
6'4",
in great shape.
And one of the best rebounders in the league.
Yep.
John, NBA futures, have the Sixers drawn much action, and what's it like in the Eastern Conference?
You know, we can't write a bet on the Sixers, to tell you the truth. And we all like the Sixers. You guys know, or Matt, I'm sure you know, Ed Sammons is a shameless Philadelphia homer.
Sure.
Man, he always expects the Sixers to win everything. But really, no one's backing the Sixers with us at the Superbook. We got them at just 3-2 to win the East, which I don't really blame people for shying away from that bet at 3-2. But I think Philadelphia is actually the best team in the Eastern Conference. I completely agree with Mike. They just need – Ben Simmons needs to learn how to shoot the basketball. This guy needs to get in the gym and just get some shots up. We've seen guys like Kobe Bryant, LeBron James come into the NBA early in their careers. They couldn't really shoot the ball either. They weren't as bad as Simmons is, but Simmons just needs to work on his shot. Maybe they need to hire Joel Embiid, a personal chef or something, make sure this guy stays healthy throughout the season. If Embiid and Simmons are both healthy, I think they get to the NBA Finals. I don't see why they couldn't win the championship this year.
Yeah, I think what happens to a lot of teams is we always talk about the new players they're adding, and coaches do this, and when you stand in front of your team, you got to be able to say, look, we all have to get better. We got to do a better job. I mean, Embiid, you got to get 5% better, 10% better. Simmons, Brent Brown's got to get 5 and 10% better. It's a team effort. It isn't just because we add these two or three players that are going to make us better. The ones there have to get better, and I think that's the big difference. So I want to shift gears here a little bit. I want your – how much money are you taking on the great Mitchell Trubisky and his MVP candidacy?
We got more tickets and more money on Trubisky than any other guy in the league. And, to me, it's dumbfounding. I was actually somebody that defended I defended Trubisky last season. I said, this guy's not as bad as everybody out there is making him out to be. But when I was saying that, I certainly didn't mean that I thought he was going to win the league MVP the next year. I mean, it's a big cry for me saying I think this guy's a little bit underrated to, okay, this guy's going to be the MVP of the league. I don't know how people are thinking that. I mean, the Bears are a team, they won with their defense last season. I think they'll win with their defense again this season. And I don't see Mitchell Trubisky as a legitimate MVP candidate. There's only maybe a half dozen to eight guys that can win MVP. They're all quarterbacks, and he's not one of them.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that's the play. I think you're right. I think you take five guys and you spread it across, whether it's Aaron Rodgers, whether it's Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, and Ben Roethlisberger, whomever it is, it's going to come, the field is going to be narrow. There's only going to be, like John's right, there's only going to be eight guys, and one of them is not going to be Saquon Barkley, and the other one's not going to be Mitchell Trubisky. So you're wasting your money on those two picks.
Why?
Well, John, I don't know how it could be Saquon Barkley.
I mean, I'm not going to be good enough. Why do you think Mitchell Trubisky has attracted so much action? What's your theory there?
Well, the number one reason is because he's a starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears. And the Chicago fans are great. They put their money where their mouth is, man. I mean, the Cubs are always one of our leaders in ticket count. The Chicago Bears are our number one leader in Super Bowl ticket count this season. Mm-hmm. We always write a ton of money on the Chicago Blackhawks. The Bears fans are just... they're not only passionate, they'll also back it up with some cash, Matt. So, definitely the main reason is because Trubisky is the Bears QB.
Yeah, that's a great reason.
Yeah, let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Bears are going to bounce this year, Michael. I think the loss of Vic Fangio is going
to I think so,
game.
Too. I think it's hard to get 36 points from your defense again. And I think you're going to have to make that up somewhere. Plus, the schedule's a lot tougher. Plus, teams have spent all offseason studying this offense. You know, they've studied it. Now, do I think that Matt Nagy's a good coach? Yeah, I really do. But I think there's ways that he's tried to decoy things through Trubisky, and I think people that are good coordinators that have an off season to really break it down can do that.
Yeah.
Where are you on Pittsburgh? I think Pittsburgh, to me, I love Ben to be the MVP, and I think Pittsburgh is the team to beat in the AFC because, look, the Steelers are the only team that comes close to the Patriots in terms of wins the last 5 years. The Patriots have won 74 games. The Steelers are the next team at 57.
You know, the last time I was on Follow the Money, in between dodging the shots that Paul Howard was taking at me, I said how much I liked the Pittsburgh Steelers. I picked the Pittsburgh Steelers to win the AFC North because the other team besides the Bears that everybody's betting is the Cleveland Browns. And I said people were really forgetting about how good the Steelers are. They're putting too much stock in the fact that Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown are gone. Le'Veon Bell didn't play last year anyway. Antonio Brown's a great player, but he's just a receiver, and I think the Steelers have other receivers that can fill the void left by his absence there. So, yeah, I think Pittsburgh is going to win the division. I don't know that they're the best team in the AFC. There's some really good teams in the AFC West. But I do think the Steelers will get back in the playoffs, and they're going to win the AFC North this year.
All right.
Go ahead, Matt.
No, I was going to ask you about Baker Mayfield. What's your scouting report on him and Kyler Murray to talk about the two former Oklahoma quarterbacks?
You know, we were talking about this. I think Baker, when you – a quarterback in the NFL has X amount of games and then an off season. And I think what Baker did a tremendous job of last year was throwing the ball outside the pocket with great accuracy, and he was a playmaker. And I think that the one game that really made me concerned about Baker was the Georgia game.
Uh-huh.
When he really struggled to throw the ball outside the numbers, especially on third down, he threw one out route, completed it for a third down conversion. But that Georgia game, the way they rushed him inside, I think teams are going to rush them differently. I think they are the Virgil Salazzo of the NFL, the Cleveland Browns. I think they're going to become the hunted one. I think they're all talking about how it's going to be, and I think they're Virgil Salazzo in the sense that they've now made their mark. They've loud about it. They want to run the Godfather out of town, and they're going to have to stand up and see if they can do it. And I'm just not sure that they're going to be good enough at left tackle with Greg Robinson. He played really well last year. And can Baker throw the ball with consistency from the pocket when people rush him differently? And I think that's the same question with Kyler Murray.
Right.
And I know people love the Browns, but how good are the Browns going to be on defense? I think that's the other question. We talked about Greg Williams. We talked about they played a lot of zone last year. Are they going to be able to be a man-to-man team and shut people down? I love Olivier Vernon when he's healthy. I don't love Sheldon Richardson on Minnesota last year. I think the last 2 years he's not played well. And I love Myles Garrett. So it's going to come down to whether their defensive front can control the game.
John Murray with us at Vegas Murray, Westgate Superbook Sportsbook Director. Now, John, big fight this weekend in Vegas. Manny Pacquiao and Thurman. What's your line on this, and what are your expectations for this fight Saturday night at MGM Grand Garden?
We got Pacquiao -160, Keith Thurman +140. You know, guys, Keith Thurman's about 10 years younger than Manny.
Sure.
He's bigger than Manny. He's only fought once in, like, the last 2.5 years. I think people are forgetting how good Keith Thurman is. I think it's a very, very close fight. It goes either way. It's going to go to decision on Saturday night. I think it'll be a very close decision. Probably be one of those decisions to get everybody on Twitter all hot and bothered. No matter who they give it to, everybody will complain and say the other guy won. But sure. I think it's a very close fight. We're taking almost nothing but Pacquiao money. I do think there's going to be some good value on Thurman. There's really already some decent value on Thurman. Might see this price go even higher between now and Saturday night. I think Thurman's worth a bet at these prices that are out there right now. But this is a very close fight. It could go either way.
What's Manny got left in the tank? The last time I heard him talk, it sounded like he took way too many punches. And I'm not sure Manny should still be fighting even at this stage. Now, Thurman, I'm with you. I think he should be a live dog.
Yeah. Well, you know, Manny beat Adrian Broner pretty easily. He fought him in January at the MGM Grand. But Adrian Broner's a total knucklehead, and I've never thought much of him. I mean, he's one of these guys who's a complete waste of talent is what I think of Adrian Broner. And from everything I've heard, Keith Thurman, he realizes how important this fight is for his career, and he's been training his butt off for this fight. So, again, I think this is going to be a razor-thin decision, but I think there's some value on Thurman when you start getting into plus 140, maybe even plus 150 or higher territory.
Razor-thin decision sounds about right to me. Did you take any significant bets on this fight yet? What's the handle like? Is there much interest?
Yeah, we took a few pretty significant bets. We had a guy bet, I want to say, $25,000 on Pacquiao a few weeks ago. We had a guy bet $5,000 on the draw at 16-1 to win $80,000. So hopefully we don't see a draw on Saturday. The draw is usually a pretty popular option in that five-way pool. I'm sure that our best result come Saturday night would be Thurman by decision. I really don't see either of these guys getting any kind of a finish in this fight. This one's going to go to the scorecards. And like I said, we can look forward to the Twitter meltdown over whatever the boxing judges do. Twitter never disappoints us there.
Sounds about right. That's Michael Lombardi's guy, John Murray.
There he is. He's my guy. That's Paul Newman of the Showtime. I can't wait for season two.
I appreciate it.
I'm a big fan.
Without Paul Howard, guys. Yeah. Very pleasant to do the show.
I
want to
know,
Paul,
what does Paulie pick on you about? What does he get on you about?
Paul's a very small man, Mike, and he's very, very jealous of the success I've had. It's very, very sad. But Paul and Mitch are fantastic radio, no doubt about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's the truth. All right, we'll take a break. Thanks, John. We'll be back to wrap up the show in about 2 minutes.
More of Follow. Attention all homeowners in jeopardy of foreclosure. If you owe more on your home than it's actually worth, have missed one or more mortgage payments, have been denied a loan modification, or are facing foreclosure for any reason, you must listen to this message. A toll-free mortgage relief hotline's been established for anyone having their home lost in foreclosure. Just call 888-497-1876. And see if your home qualifies. We can help stop your home from going into foreclosure or even get your home out of foreclosure. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have faced foreclosure in the past year alone. This foreclosure defense group has helped thousands of people just like you fight the foreclosure process so they can stay in their homes. But you must call 888-497-1876 now to qualify. The call and information are absolutely free and the help is real. Don't lose your home. Call the Mortgage Relief Hotline now at 888-497-1876. That's 888-497-1876. 888-497-1876.